We got it, Dilworth, and thanks. Greetings, friends. Greetings. How do you do, Rosie? How are you?
I do just fine, Bing. How do you do?
Oh, I do middling, not overly.
You still sing, don't you?
Oh, I sing a bit, yeah.
Well, I think a song from you would start this thing off very nicely.
Well, I'm for nice starts, whatever they might be. Let's go, buddy.
I'm just breezing along with the breeze, trailing the rails, roaming the seas. Like the bird is it singing in the trees, I'm pleasing to live, and I'm living to please. The sky is the only roof I have over my head, and when I'm weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed. I'm just going along as I please, breezing along with the breeze. Makes me a bed. I'm just going along as I please. Oh, yes, breezing along with the breeze.
What are your thoughts, Rosie?
It'll cost you a penny.
There you are.
Thank you. And here's what's on my mind, my friend.
No other love have I, only my love for you. Only the dream we knew, no other love. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be. Watching the night with me, into the night I cry. Hurry home, come home to me. Set me free. From doubt and free from longing, into your arms I'll fly. Locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love.
Right at this precise moment, ladies and gentlemen, we have some important words and music for all of you from Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting, too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
A musical interlude now, featuring the music of Buddy Cole.
Yes, you appear to have carte blanche, Buddy. Take over. And how about one of the numbers you do in your Ingenuity and Sound album?
You were kidding around the other day and talking about that Italian hairdo called Dizzy Spell, Bing.
Yeah, I recall.
Do you know that it's possible to wear a Dizzy Spell hairdo in the evening and wear braids in the morning of the same day?
Gee, you girls can change your hairdos that fast?
Certainly. It's all done with wigs now. You can have as many wigs as you wish, all made up and ready to go, from the wildest to the calmest.
Well, I'm for that. I am. I like to see the girls wearing wigs because I see what you mean. They're practical. Save a lot of time. Save us men a lot of time, too, those wigs you girls wear.
Yeah, we won't have to sit around while you're fixing your hair. All you have to do is slap your wig on and away you go.
Well, no, wait a minute, Ken. There's more than that. You've got to consider the hat. Lots of times the girls wear hats, you know. So I've got an idea to have a combination wig and hat made all in one piece. So you have your hairdo and your hat. Oh, get them all on in one move.
And you've hit it again.
I've done it.
You've done it. There's a real time saver, a wig and the hat all together.
Sure, you have it hanging on a wire. They run under it, slip it on. They're off.
You know, that might not be a bad idea, this wig and hat, Bing.
It's perfect. You do it all in one quick move. Hairdo and hat all at once. Just grab it, get under it, slap it on, and out the door.
It's brilliant. Oh, but there's one problem. I just happened to think of it. It just occurred to me. It's a grand idea, but a girl would have to remember that she's wearing one of these combination hats and wigs when she goes out in public. What I mean is she'd have to remember not to take off her hat.
No, if she did, off would come her hair with her hat, and her own hair would have to come tumbling down.
Mm-hmm. Might come tumbling right down into her suit, too. You know, she's out to lunch or something.
Oh, a gal would have to be on her toes and remember what she was wearing.
So, girls, if you get one of these combination wig and hats, remember, don't remove your hat under any circumstances.
That's right. Now, how about a combination song from you and Rosie, Bing?
Oh, but of course. We can run up a little combination song for you, Kent.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say.
And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, so they tell me.
I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it.
I only know they tell me that love is grand. And
to hold a girl in your arms is wonderful, wonderful. In every way, so they say.
You'll find that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say.
And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me.
To leave your house some morning, and without any warning, you're stopping people shouting that love is grand.
And
the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So
say, Bing, according to my reading of the sundial, there's time for a couple more tunes.
Oh, clap hands. Isn't that great, Rosie? Time for a couple of more tunes.
Looks like we go to work, huh?
Yeah, I'll grab one and you tie one on, will you?
I'm picking it out right now.
Young que viva, prisionero, a mi soledad. Mi alma te dirá, te quiero. Vuestros labios guardan flama de un beso voraz que no olvidarás mañana. Flores negras del destino nos apartan sin piedad, pero el día vendrá en que seas para mí no más, no más. Thank you. Dolores Negras del destino nos aparten sin piedad, pero el día vendrá en que seas para mí no más.
Take over here, Rosie.
Thank you, Bing.
You sinners, drop everything. Let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing. Sing, you sinners. Just wave your arms all about. Let the Lord hear you shout. Pour that music right out. Sing, you sinners. He don't allow music by the river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you all misbehave. If you wanna be saved, sing, you sinners.
Seems we've logged another interlude, friends. We've done it. Why don't you join us tomorrow if you can? Just don't touch a thing till then.
Thank you very much.
Now that you've heard Bing and Rosemary sing, I'd like to do a little singing myself. I want to sing the praises of Lowell Thomas, the dean of the colorful newscasters. When you hear how clearly and entertainingly this experienced reporter presents the news each weekday evening on the CBS Radio Network, you'll sing his praises too.